Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Diva of Days of Our Lives. This is Carrie. You can find me on Twitter at Diva of Dole and with a Facebook page that I really don't use, but it's Diva of Days of Our Lives. And we made it. So I just want to let you guys know what's been happening the last 2 weeks. Basically, we would call in and we would hear the normal pre-taped chatter that Blog Talk Radio does, but it would not basically accept our call either on the host line or on the guest line, and flat out could not run the show. It was just impossible. Nobody's phone call was coming through. So, yeah, we were basically never live, even though it kind of sounded like we were. And I complained both weekends, and they're like, both weekends they said, oh, it's fixed now. And it wasn't. It's like, bullshit. We tried three times and it didn't work.
If it didn't work this week, I was going to ask for, okay, I want my monthly refund back. You know,
yeah, it's kind of bullshit.
Yeah, really, but it did work. So, but
yes, so we have Marianne here tonight.
Hi, everyone. You can find me at Mama_Hooch on X.
Yes, and we have Miss Jen here tonight.
Hi, I'm at RXJDK at Twitter.
And our friend Anna's not here tonight. She recently lost her mother, so if anybody wanted to reach out with condolences, you could hit her on Twitter at Causey Hooch. So we love you, Anna, and can't wait to have you back on the show.
Yes.
Yeah.
And you know, unfortunately, speaking of losses, we did lose Drake Hogestein a week ago today.
Yes. Yeah.
And I'm going to have Marianne talk.
That was
and,
a hard one.
Yeah. Yeah, but you actually met Drake and talked to Drake. Yeah.
Yes. I've met him quite a few times. I was going to say, like, within the last year or so. I mean, we lost Bill Hayes in January.
Yeah.
And then Drake and John Aniston, not a year or so ago? Not that long, I guess about a year or so ago. Yeah, so like three members from the Days family. So, Drake passed away. He had like pancreatic cancer, which came on real fast. I don't know if it was like we were talking before, Stephen Nichols or Eric Murtoff said, one of them said that he was still working while he was taking his like chemo, you know, the therapy and stuff, but he would still work. He wanted to work as long as he could, which people were starting to realize. We had seen him in September, which was his last show. I think it was like September 8th or 9th, which they probably filmed back in February. And at the time, I mean, he was not looking good, and everybody was kind of speculating. I mean, there was a stark difference in him. He had lost weight and stuff. But which is pancreatic cancer. I was looking at it, like, what some of the causes of, like, smoking and all that. But I don't think Drake was a smoker. In fact, I think he lived, like, a pretty healthy – he would go to the gym all the time. He seems like, so maybe it is, I think, a lot genetics. So I don't know. It could be something that, or they said sometimes it's just by chance. It just happens. It, you know, there is, I don't know if they really know. And also there's no quick, like, you know, test for it. You know, Holly, like test for different things, like with mammograms and stuff for breast cancer. So, Yeah, this past week, there's been a lot of, he was, what, trending right away? Like at all the social media sites, you see people, I mean, all the actors, all the soap world and all the actors and a lot of fans. I mean, fans from, I mean, he, of course, he was big with, you know, John and Marlena.
Yeah.
Yeah, so there's a lot of tributes. And the Steve, if you get a chance, to, I think it's on Steven's Instagram. He has a really, his is probably one of the best touching interviews that, and statements that he made about Drake. And also there's one with Eric Martsoff and the guy that Paul, I can't think of it, Christopher Sean. Okay, yeah. So I know it's probably hard for them too. Well, Eric Martsoff really worked with him for quite a long time. I met Drake. First time I met Drake was at Day of Days, my first Day of Days in 2011. Before I had gone, I was getting ready to go in line, to get in a line to see him. But I was walking with my friend Linda, and he was coming up because he had a coffee, and he was like, because they all go into their stations, he was kind of running, and I kind of was like, oh, Drake, you know, because at that time I was a real big John and Marlena fan, and yeah, he just stopped me, oh yeah, sure, take a picture, and he asked me my name, where I was, where I came from, and like he didn't rush away. You know, it's like, oh, I can't, or, you know, I have to get there. But, yeah, he was really, you know, like for somebody that's meeting somebody for the first time, somebody that they really liked, you know. So he made a good impression that way. And from everyone, I don't know if guys have read a lot of things, I have not heard anybody say, like, a bad word about him at all. How he was, like, so – and he was so personable. He would get up – and laugh, you know, and grab you, and you know, if you wanted a picture or whatever. And then a couple of times, one time with Marlena, and I think another time with not Marlena with Deidre, and another time with Deidre and the girl that played Claire, the Olivia Keegan, Rose. Yeah, they had those three together, and he was, yeah. He's like, it's like bigger than life. You know, he comes into a room and he's like, you can hear him. And yeah, he's very personable. He's different in a way, different than John, you know? So I don't know. There is a difference between John and, you know, Drake. They're different, but, it's way too young. He was like one day short of his 71st birthday.
Yeah.
Which is, and he was looking, I mean, before he had gotten sick, I thought he looked really good, you know, as far as I keep thinking of that because my husband is turning 70 in December. So I'm thinking like, oh, that's just so young. Well,
right.
So, yeah, so, I don't know what's going to be going. We do see all these people coming back. Now, some of them have been back for Doug's funeral, which I think I heard is what, end of November, beginning of December. I think that's coming up because we have Christian and Peter back. And then we have, that was another thing too. They made an announcement. All these people are coming back.
Yep.
Teo and Leanne, finally, we're getting them back.
Yeah.
Christy Clark.
Yes.
And that's going to be in 2005 sometime. And with all these people coming back, kind of people are speculating out there that it's probably to address Drake's passing, which would be John. Now, how they do that, I don't know, or exactly when it's going to be, but I would take it a lot of those people coming back could be for that reason. And I'm sure they're going to do something just like they're going to be doing for Bill Hayes. Yeah. So I'm sure that's going to be hard for Deidre. And it did,
oh, yeah.
I mean, Deidre did make a statement, I mean, just recently, and I'm sure it was hard for her. I mean, it was like just a couple of days ago she had released a statement. Now, she didn't, I think it was through Access Hollywood. I think that's where it came through, because she didn't really post anything on any of her social media that I saw. I just saw a statement that was released there. I think are they the ones that had the Eric Martsoff interview?
Yeah.
I think. Okay.
Yeah.
And I think I think right after that they had Deidre's statement, a written statement or whatever. So, yeah. So, yeah, I don't know if anybody else wants to say anything about Drake or
I just want to say, since you're bringing up Deidre, it's so, fucking rude of the fans to pester her for several days to make a statement about Drake's passing.
Oh, my God.
I figured it was going to take her a while.
Like, give her a freaking moment. How would you like that if, you know, you lost someone you knew for basically 40 years? And people were hounding you constantly on social media to make a comment about it. Sorry, but screw you. That's disgusting. I mean, you know, and people were, I can't remember who was saying it. Somebody said they talked to Deidre and they said she was taking it pretty bad. So it's like, why are you disgusting her?
That's when you turn the computer off. Yeah, I thought she was taking it pretty bad.
Yeah. So, a lot of them are, you know, a lot of them.
Yeah. Oh,
I think most of them are. He was very well liked, you know. So. And a lot of them posted something, you know, stuff.
I'm sorry. Jen, did you have anything to say?
Well, I saw what Ginny Francis posted, and that was very nice.
Oh, yeah, she was on. Yeah.
Yeah, she played Diana.
Diana, yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
She posted something really nice.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I didn't happen to see hers, but I think the one whole day I was just, like, looking at everything, you know, that was out there, like a day or two after he had passed. It was so much out there.
Yeah. Von Hale also died.
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
Yeah. He played Sonny's father.
Is that on
father.
General Hospital?
Yeah.
No.
And he played on Lion's Hope.
Okay, I saw that.
It's like, damn.
You know, I know Marianne knows this, but I've known a few people who've gotten pancreatic cancer, and basically Drake lasting about 9 months that we know of, that's pretty typical. They tell you a year, it's never a year. You're lucky if you get a year.
Is that what Alex Trebek passed from? He seemed like,
I think so. He was fighting that for a while, like years.
Yeah,
I don't know if it came back or what. Yeah.
It's one of those things. By the time you get symptoms, it's pretty much already too late.
Yes, that's what it is. Yeah.
It embeds into your organs. That's the problem. It's so hard to get rid of it. From what I know, the symptoms, a lot of it is basically you're bloated, like you're pregnant, lose a lot of weight, and it gets mistaken a lot for gallbladder problems.
Okay.
I know. So a lot of doctors will say, oh, that's your gallbladder. And I know someone who actually did the blood work, and the blood work showed no cancer, which is unfreaking. Yeah, and a month later, she was stage 3. So how the heck, you know, I mean, literally did all the work. Doctor misdiagnosed her, said it was gallbladder.
He said, I'll take it out when I come back from vacation. She didn't make it that long. Went to emergency room. They went to take out her gallbladder, and they found the cancer all over.
Oh, my.
So, yeah. Yeah.
They and, said it's one of the hardest to detect. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. It would be nice if they could figure out a way to find it quicker. But, I mean, you know, if it's evading blood work, it's like, well, how do you, you know, how do you know?
Yeah.
And basically, you know, they only found it when they cut her open, and then she did chemo 3 times a month, and then they tried to remove it again via surgery, and that didn't work, and that was the end. And yeah, I know one woman who she was older, she was in her 70s. She chose not to do any type of treatment at all, and she lasted about 6 weeks.
Oh my.
Yeah, it's so bad. It's really bad. So, you know, for anybody out there, if the doctor's telling you it's your gallbladder, please have them run tests for pancreatic cancer, too, just to be on the safe side. Also, autoimmune disease can also trigger pancreatic cancer.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah. But, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, if there could just be a test for it, like some of the other ones, you know, but.
Yeah.
I don't know. Did anybody see the picture? I think it was taken a year ago on Drake's 70th birthday with his whole family, which is.
That was nice.
Yeah. Yeah, with his, you know, because he did, from what I understand, his wife's name's Victoria, I think. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And. She was his, they met in the 7th grade, but somehow, they grew apart or whatever, I don't know, but, and or in high school sweethearts, but she had married, and I think she had 2 kids.
Yeah.
And then he met her again. Yeah, the Ben and Rachel, the 2 older ones, are he
his
more or less stepchildren, or did he adopt them? I don't know. They were young. Fairly young, like maybe 8, 7, 8 or something, like around that age when he got back with Victoria, you know, married her, and then they had 2 daughters. But yeah, but she was, I mean, he said he had known her since like the 7th grade and then went through high school. So I think they kind of after high school or something drifted apart. I know he went to try out. He was going to play ball for the Yankees. He's a real good ball player.
He was in the minor leagues.
Yeah. He's in the minor leagues and going to be good, but he got hurt, and he just never came back from the injury. I think he was a 3rd baseman. But, and that's what they said. He always talks about baseball, like swing for the fences or something. He always says, I see a lot of people ending their things, swing for the fences. So, Yeah, it's going to be different, like, without him. I mean, there was a time, though, like, you know, they didn't have them on the show. Like, John and Marlena were off for that period of time, a couple different times, I think. But they've been on for a greater part of, you know, they were, well, one of the super couples, so.
Yeah.
So, anyway.
Oh, and Stacey Creason said something, too, and that's just such an odd coincidence. This Isabella died of pancreatic cancer, and her father died of pancreatic cancer. Yeah. That's just a weird coincidence.
Yes. So he filmed the scene with her, you know, his on-screen wife dying of pancreatic, and then he died. Oh, that's just...
Oh, man.
Yeah. Hmm.
Oh, and someone posted a picture of Drake and Joe Mascolo, and that really got to me, too.
Oh, I saw that one.
Oh,
my gosh.
Yeah, there's so many pictures out there, and then a lot of old interviews out there, too, from different talk shows he's been on, and some with some by himself, some with Deidre, you know.
Yeah, I think Day of Days this year is probably going to be pretty sad.
Yes, yeah. And I noticed that when they released the actors that were going to be there. This was before Drake had passed away, and I noticed his name was not on there.
Yeah.
You know, and he's usually gone to all of them. You know, he's always gone. The Day of Days, so yeah. So.
Okay. Yeah. You guys have anything else to say? If not, we'll
talk about the show. Yeah, just wondering how they're going to, like, handle it. Like, I think they might probably, or he's just going to die, and I don't think it's going to be one of these, like, they're not going to kill him off. You know, I mean, it's going to be like a natural death, I would think. Yeah. I would hope. I don't know. But we'll see. I'm curious to see how they handle it.
Mm-hmm. Well, they botched the Victor thing so freaking bad.
Yep.
Yeah, they had died in a plane crash. Yeah.
Yeah, like, I could see him passing quickly, but, I mean, I don't want another, like, murder mystery or something like that.
Yeah, I don't know if they're going to go that way or not, but I hope it's, like, something. But what they should do is just have it, that would be a good idea. I don't know. What do you think, like, the way Drake passed from Page, would they have write that in? To make people aware of it? I don't know.
Maybe.
Or that would be too hard, or I don't know. Could be a good thing.
I don't know. I don't know if they would do that or not.
It's going to be hard either way, I'm sure.
Well, with him not being able to film, I'm assuming they would just have it, maybe an accident. Or I remember how they wrote out Mickey Horton, you know, I think John Clark was still alive. They just said he passed away in his sleep. So,
oh? Yeah.
Yeah, and Tom Horton, too.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. How'd they do when Frances Reed, was she already not on the show? I forget that.
Yeah, I think she'd been off the show for, like, at least, like... half a year or something.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I think with that one, didn't Julie announce that she passed?
Yeah.
I can't remember. Yeah, I can't think of anything else that I.
Yes. Oh, and some people, someone tweeted out about donating. For pancreatic cancer research, and I believe the website was pancreatic.org. O-R-G.
Somebody
wants to donate. And you could do it in, I did it, and you could do it in Drake's name, too. So they have that.
Oh.
Yeah, they actually have a little section there. If you want to put someone's name down.
Yeah.
So, yeah, so hopefully the family gets notified about that and, you know, how many people donated and stuff like that. So, yeah, so it's pancreatic.org.
Okay.
All right. So,
where do we begin?
We're only covering we're just going to do this past week because I don't know what the hell happened 2 to 3 weeks ago.
Well,
sorry,
yeah,
everybody.
Just the general where they stand, where each storyline stands, yeah, as of this week, yeah.
Yeah, so, well, we can start with Body and Soul, since that is still a pretty significant storyline.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so what do you guys think about all the Backstreet drama and the backstabbing and the rewrites?
I love how they're making fun of themselves or the industry or what we perceive as soaps, like the diva, like Deidre being a diva, and like Hattie's the one that's being the diva. Well, they both are, but, you know, Hattie's the one's trying to get Bonnie fired, not Bonnie or whatever, and... Yeah, I guess, did you see the twist that's probably coming up?
Yep.
It's not gonna, it's, yes. Here we thought, oh, they're letting Bonnie go, and they're going to be letting Hattie go, I guess. If, I don't know, unless they work something out. But I don't know. I'm enjoying it. I see a lot of people that don't like it, that think
yeah.
it's stupid. I think it's funny.
Me too.
I think it's good because I think they're I think the actors, I don't know, maybe they don't like it. I wish I should ask somebody if they like it. I remember when I was at the Day Players thing, when I asked Carson, I said, oh, this Chanel and trying to get with Alex. He says, well, you're not going to like the next 6 months. Oh, why? He said, 6 months? And I'm like, please. So, I don't know. What's anybody think about the whole Chanel and Alex Johnny thing?
Yeah.
I don't like that they're doing that with Chanel and Alex. I don't like it. I cringe every time I see them together. Oh, what did you think about Johnny and Chanel's fight?
Jeez.
Is she being like a little, I mean, I don't blame Johnny. She's being a, I don't know. I'm just team Johnny. I just like Johnny. You know, I like them both together,
well,
but.
Yeah.
I thought
he overreacted at the photo shoot. I didn't think they were, Chanel was
now.
Looking like she was that into it. But it's kind of odd because usually, like, women don't cheat if they're happy in their marriages. And it seems like she's happy with Johnny. And, I mean, the thing with Alex mm-hmm. was literally with her just one night.
Yeah.
So it's not, you know, it's not like they were serious lovers or anything.
And her time with Alex, wasn't that with, that was a threesome with?
Yeah, with Allie.
Allie, right?
Yeah.
Or it was never just Chanel and Alex, right?
It was Allie and Alex.
Yeah, it was Allie and Alex, and then they brought Chanel into the, and it was Chanel and Allie. Yeah, okay. But, so we have that conflict there and the Hattie and the Bonnie conflict.
Yeah, so what happened was, in case anybody doesn't know, Hattie made a demand and she wanted Bonnie off the show. And I don't know, why did they agree to that? That's the one thing I didn't get. Why did Kate Knapp agree with Hattie get rid of Bonnie? I didn't understand that. That just seems like, you know, why would you give her that all that power?
They were
constant
fighting.
I don't know. Because I think a lot of that stuff goes on in soaps anyway. It truly. I don't know.
Well, yeah, I think they were trying to say that Charlamagne's the main character. But at the same time, too, Bonnie's the better actress. I still don't think Hattie's any good as Charlamagne.
Yeah, right. Right. I think that's what they're trying to show, too. And you can obviously see that Bonnie is the better one than Hattie. Yeah.
Yes. I felt bad for Leo. I wonder how often that happens.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
The script is getting he had everything ready to go. And then what we learned about the pink cards. Or
pink,
what are the pink pages?
Pink pages. Now, really,
oh,
is there pink
God.
Pages in soaps? I don't know. Yeah.
I'm assuming it's the same.
Getting killed off. I have to ask Teo if they're pink pages because he had a lot of them. He's had a lot of them. It was Tony or Andre or however many times he was killed off. Him and Jack. Or him and Matt.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, and then, it seemed like everything was kind of half-assed, so it's like they gave them a few hours' notice for a photo shoot, then they didn't have enough dresses for, like, why was Bonnie and Hattie wearing the same dress? Why would you even have the same, I don't know why that would happen.
Two of the same dresses, different sizes, too. Because you know Bonnie wears different sizes than Hattie. So, So, yeah. Same dress and different size.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then they were wanting to film the hospital. They didn't even have a contract yet with the hospital. It seemed like nothing was ready to go yet for the first day of filming. And then they're constantly changing things. And then they were supposed to shoot at the pub, but nothing got shot at the pub.
No.
And it's like, how much money did they waste just the first day that was supposed to be shooting? Like, literally nothing was together.
And how about the doctor? He wanted to be in the... That was a stipulation for him to be in the show?
Yeah.
And the name? Yeah.
Yes, Seth Burns told Kayla they could shoot the hospital if he got a role, and he is Dr. Blake Lamore.
Yes.
That sounds a lot like Drake Lamore.
Blake Lamore. Friends. Yes, instead of Drake Lamore, yes. Yeah.
So Kay Samway didn't know they actually did a character based on Drake's acting on Friends,
yes.
Where the character of Joey Tribbiani, played by Matt LeBlanc, gets cast on Days of Our Lives as a doctor, Dr. Drake Lamore, and his character famously fell down an elevator shaft. And that looks like exactly what's going to be happening to Hattie next week.
That's how they're going to do it. Oh, okay, I didn't see the. Is there a promo out there?
There's a promo.
Oh, okay. Oh, geez.
Yep.
Yep.
Charlamagne's going to fall down the elevator shaft, which I didn't see this part, but I read it somewhere.
But will she come back
today
from the dead, though?
That's
you
the thing. Drake Lamore, I guess, wasn't killed off.
Oh.
Yeah, they actually brought his character back, which I don't remember that, for some reason.
I can see them bringing Hattie back, because they're going to have to go into that,
like...
Days, that's all they do is bring people back from the dead.
Right.
Yeah.
Didn't some nighttime soap kill off a character like that in an elevator shaft?
Oh, I don't know.
Can't think of one.
No.
Let's take it out. And Seth Burns is a terrible actor. Holy crap.
Oh, God.
That was funny.
The one little line he had?
Yeah.
That he's getting... Yeah.
And he read it off the paper.
Explained...
He read it off the paper, too.
Oh, and they gave Bonnie's character, was it flesh-eating bacteria or what the hell?
Yeah.
Is that what it was?
Yes.
Which what Chloe had from Nicole gave it to her.
Oh, yeah.
That was gross.
Yeah.
And magically cured on the day of her wedding to Brady.
Was it Lucas?
No, the other Brady. Kyle, yes.
Yeah.
I kept seeing his face, and I don't remember his name. Yeah, Kyle also had something on social media about Drake, too. And pretty much everybody did. I can't really think of anybody who didn't, but yeah.
Just about anybody he acted with, either on the show now or off the show, or even from other soaps, too.
Yeah.
You know, the new
right.
One. Yeah. Yeah.
All right. So anybody else have anything to say about Body and Soul? It looks like there's a lot of drama going on.
Yeah. I was going to say, did we cover all the things, the different story things that were going on there? Yeah.
Oh, I guess along with that, there's Alex and Stephanie. I guess Stephanie's starting to get feelings for him again.
Yeah.
Yeah, I see that. And I have to admit, I do like though I do like Alex with her.
Mm-hmm.
I had from the beginning, and I think they have them. You know, that's who I like Alex with, because it's not going to work with Chad. So,
no.
Yeah. Oh Jesus, no.
Oh Jesus, it's not even working with the fake Gabby or Abby.
Nope.
Nope. Yeah. It's, oh, okay. Yeah. The Stephanie Chad thing was a disaster.
Yeah. So can somebody explain the Green family to me or where they're going with this? Anybody know?
I don't know.
Or what you take from it?
My take from that was they did a whole bunch of rewriting.
Okay. Because it's so choppy. And because Mark and this girl, did they even say what her name is?
No.
What her
no.
real name is. Okay. So there, I take it, are all four brothers and sisters, and she really did have plastic surgery then. So she
yes.
really wasn't. Was she in the accident with the parents? And they think, but they never say about their sister being dead. But they don't recognize her. Is it because, and she said because of the plastic surgery. So, I don't know. I'm confused.
But her voice is the same. And
you would think.
Yeah. This is such a weird rewrite. It makes no sense because originally they had that the mother was dead and basically they were just getting, just getting revenge on the Demiras, and now all know Clyde has the mother hostage and they're forcing her to do this. And the thing is, too, this is such a stupid storyline. Why not just have her be herself and seduce Chad?
Yeah.
I mean, that would be a lot easier than impersonating a dead woman.
Yeah, the reason is, Clyde's reason is he wants him, like, to get the Demira fortune by her marrying Chad. Well, there's other Demiras. So
you would think.
How many other ones are there? There's Stefan. There's Kristen. You know.
EJ.
EJ. Tony.
Yeah.
John.
Yeah, Tony will be back. Johnny. So, yeah, I don't understand.
Tony's too spot out, though.
Yeah. Tony needs to come back and take over.
Yes.
Let's hope these writers get it. These new writers get it straight now, you know. So I don't know. But I don't know why Clyde thinks just through Chad he can get the Demira fortune. I don't know. That doesn't make sense to me either.
No.
So
You could have had her seduce EJ. EJ was the one in charge at one, pretty recently.
Yeah.
That would have
Mm-hmm.
This was just a dumb storyline from the beginning.
Yep.
And then Julie pushing Chad to introduce her to the kids. I mean,
that's not going to – what's going to happen there? It might be like Jennifer. Thomas is going to say, that's not my mother.
Yeah.
Right.
You know, like Jennifer said that that's not Abby.
Those kids are going to need so much therapy. I mean, they're going to end up like they're going to end up like Sammy.
Oh dear God!
Yeah.
I mean, Sammy was pretty messed with the whole, John and Roman thing. That really messed her up pretty bad.
That was weird because Sammy was just like a little kid. If it was anyone who should have been messed up, it should have been Carrie.
Right. Yeah, because Sammy and Eric were babies when Roman died.
Yeah.
But then at the same time, too, they were attached to John's Roman, and then to find out that really wasn't, Roman.
And another one that should have been messed up was Will.
Wasn't.
Between having Sammy and Lucas as parents and all the craziness that he did with him.
Well, Lucas was the same parent at least most of the time.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, this storyline couldn't end soon enough. I hate it so freaking much. It's so bad. It's so dumb. And the rewrite with, like we said about the Green family, that, you know, she's the sister and they don't remember her, which is weird because Aaron's not that much younger than her.
Yeah.
And how long ago was this accident? And
right. We don't know. How old were they when the accident was?
Yeah.
And they're trying to say that Felicity is 13. Like, on what planet is that girl 13?
No.
Yeah. I don't know. And if her sister was missing in the accident or dead, they never said anything about a sister.
Yeah.
I don't know.
They
were only mourning their parents. Yeah.
Right. They should have aborted the storyline a long time ago. This wasn't working.
Yeah.
This was so well thought out.
I like the character of Felicity, though. I don't want to lose her.
I do, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. And they do need to keep Aaron around.
Yeah.
For
he's okay.
Holly and Tate stuff. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. No, Holly and Tate. They're broke up now.
Yes. Yes.
That dang Sophia. Oh, man.
No,
although
Holly
is a little...
Holly's
Holly, right. A lot of it's Holly's own fault. She's being... I think she... was way too hard on Tate. None of this was Tate's fault. Tate didn't do anything.
Right.
So why is she mad
at
Tate? That didn't make sense. And people were trying to tell, and Sophia was right. Like, you are, you know, pushing Tate away. I'm just going to move on in. So, and actually, Sophia knows what she's doing, but she did come clean with Tate.
Yep.
I mean, she did tell, she did say she provoked and what she did, and so she really was being honest with him. But, you know, I know what her motives are, but still, she was, you know, and
Tate
right,
needs to run the other way from both of them.
Both of them, yeah. I mean, you know, the end game is probably Tate and Holly, but still, yeah. Yeah, she was being, like, blaming, you know, Tate because it was his dad that did that. You know, technically, she's going to find out it wasn't his dad.
Yeah.
He didn't do anything. So
my question is, she's the biggest hypocrite. She should be in jail for the drugs and what she did to Tate.
Right, exactly. Didn't Sophia bring that up? Did Sophia bring that up too? I think.
Yeah, she did.
Yeah, she threw that in Holly's face, so... Yeah, just have a point.
You know, what bugs me the most is that she's so upset about her Aunt Sarah. It's like, I don't even think we had scenes with them together until Sarah, after the accident.
Yep.
They barely know each other.
Yeah. They never spent any time together. It just seems like she's taken out her father's... She's taken out her father's death on Brady, Eric, and Tate.
Yeah,
and I understand her being upset.
Upset with, Eric and her mother. I can see her keeping it a secret. Yeah.
Eric did his time. And Holly
didn't.
Yes,
he did.
Yeah, he did, yeah. I think she's mad at him for not telling her.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, and I think she's mad, too, because I think she put Eric up on the pedestal and then realized, you know, he's not perfect either.
Mm-hmm.
And, but then she's not mad at EJ for lying about Jude and trying to keep Jude away from Eric.
Plus, she was snooping around in Brady's room trying to get evidence. Yeah, so that wasn't right. And yes, she's conspiring with EJ now.
Yeah. Which would be inadmissible anyway.
Yeah. I can say, though, I am enjoying EJ being a heel, being an asshole.
He does that well.
I missed asshole EJ. I didn't like nice EJ.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He was nice with Nicole. The whole Nicole thing went with Nicole. Yeah,
he really was.
Yeah, he was. I mean, I did like them together, too.
Yeah.
DJ and Nicole.
I'd like to see him and Melinda.
Melinda? Oh, Melinda, she's fun. Yeah.
Yeah, I would say that for both of them, that was the best marriage either one of them ever had.
Yep.
Until the juice thing at the end. Now, EJ was a good husband, and Nicole was a good wife to him. That really was a good marriage. So, as far as Dave is concerned.
Yeah.
And speaking of bad Demira marriages, we have the stupidity of Stefan and Gabby.
Oh,
make up your mind, Gabby. Yeah.
At this point, who cares?
That's where I'm at.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right. But
with
I
this new Gabby,
we,
I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, she's not.
She's not bad, though.
She's trying. She's not bad. She's not. But she's not great.
Yeah.
Gabby needs to be great. But I think Gabby and EJ would have made an awesome couple if they would have had Camila.
Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh.
I mean, yeah. I mean, she doesn't even have chemistry with either one of them.
Nope.
That's a problem.
Mm-hmm.
So Gabby still was holding a grudge against Stefan. And Rafe Friday was trying to get her to let it go and save her marriage.
Yeah.
And she had a dream about Stefan that he wanted her back. And Stefan actually turned around and filed for divorce.
Yeah, that surprised me because he was the one trying to get her back.
Until she slept with EJ supposedly twice.
Yeah, but he knows that didn't happen, though, because EJ admitted
but he knows
it didn't happen.
Uh-huh, he did.
Do you think EJ's making him divorce Gabby?
Maybe.
Maybe, yeah. He threatened him. They're threatening each other, you know, blackmailing it all. That's too. Oh, but EJ had a good line with Rafe when he talked to Rafe, and he said, oh, you're out of your coma. But we wouldn't know the difference anyway.
Oh.
Thank you, EJ. You see what we see. You see what I see. It's no difference.
Yeah, and what Rafe did to Roman?
What's up?
He sent an 80-year-old man over to a house looking for a killer.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, Roman going through the house. Gabby, where are you at, Gabby?
He missed the poker.
He missed the poker. EJ found the poker. Is that how far back we haven't talked? Did we talk about the whole explosion? Or was that,
no.
Did we ever? No? Okay. Yeah.
Unfortunately, with the explosion, the didn't ruin the scribble paintings that are on the walls at the Demira Mansion.
That was a botched explosion. It wasn't much of an explosion.
Yeah.
Nobody got killed.
Yeah, seriously. The shitty art still hanging on the walls. A 2-year-old.
And Connie's gone.
Yeah.
I liked Connie.
Yeah.
She was funny.
Me too.
She was good. Yeah.
Tony needs to come back and seal off that room, though.
Yeah. And nobody knows to look in that room. Yeah, you know, really?
Nope.
Yeah.
I was going to say. Yeah, I don't understand the Stefan and EJ thing. Like, EJ threatened him with killing him with, what, defamation of character? But everything Stefan said was true. So,
I don't get that. I didn't get it either.
It made no sense.
EJ
had no leverage on Stefan at all whatsoever.
I don't think he does either.
No.
I don't know. They're trying to keep that battle going, but I don't know. I don't think it's working.
Yeah, I think it would have been better if EJ just kept having sex with Gabby. I think that would have been a better revenge than suing him, which isn't going to work. Okay, thinking about Nutty DeMiro's, we have Kristen. So Kristen, this tells Brady she's going to solve all of his problems by making Sarah disappear, either by killing her or sending her off on that island. And I totally forgot that storyline that she thought she was Renee DeMiro. So, and Brady told her no. I just think it's funny. And then she goes back to the mansion, and Dr. Ross shows up.
Oh, no.
And
he came out of the thing. The same thing.
Yes, he was
in
the
tunnel. Yeah.
He's lucky he wasn't there a week ago, or he would have been blown up, too. So he talks about this scientific discovery he's made, and Kristen's like, oh, it's the Fountain of Youth formula. And he's like, he made his comment about, look at my face. It's obviously I didn't perfect that formula yet.
Yes.
That's a bummer. He failed on that one. But he's found a way to, I think, regenerate tissue. And Kristen comes up with this idea. Use it for Sarah. And she goes
to
talk to Xander about it. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So do you think they're going to do it again with Sarah and Brady? Kristen and Brady, are they really going to?
It looks like it. Looks like memory Brady talking to Marlena. And she's even asking him. And he's kind of almost admitting it, that he's still
hung up on it.
Yeah, they need somebody for Brady, and there's nobody for, seems like they want to go back to that.
They had someone for Brady. Her name was Teresa Donovan, and they actually had chemistry. I have no idea why
they
got rid of Emily O'Brien. They were good.
Yes.
She was good. I don't know why they got rid of her either. Like her and Blake Barris. I mean, really?
And Ari.
Two of your better actors. And Ari, yes. They're two of the best ones.
And Camila.
And her.
Well, that's what happened when you have a scumbag behind the scenes.
Oh, I see his wife's still on the credits for writing.
She's still there. Oh, geez.
She's still Well, she was when that episode aired on Friday. I saw the credits, So whatever, I guess that would have been March. Yeah, that's a little weird. Okay, so that's it for the DeMiro's, I think. I guess there's Chad. Yeah, so we discussed that already. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
The Sarah thing with Fiona and Xander. I thought of this the other day, and it kind of bothered me. This all happened to Sarah, but the entire storyline is about Xander, and that's bugging me.
Well, Xander being all revengeful and everything, setting Brady up for, a suicide, and he still keeps the gun. I like the conversation with him and Maggie, though.
Mm-hmm.
I like when Maggie, tries to put him in his place. She's like his mother, really.
Basically, I like Xander, but this storyline's not doing him justice.
No.
Yeah. They're just making him back to that thug again.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's where they're going with this again. and it's all for Sarah. But, you know, you're lucky she's alive, okay? She's alive,
yep.
And she's going to adjust, and, you know.
And I just feel like they kind of shafted Lindsay Godfrey. They're not giving her any material. Her character is the one who's paralyzed. They're not giving her any material at all from this. Like, she just magically woke up.
Right.
You know, we're not seeing her really struggle, and she forgave Brady rather quickly. And once in a while, she does admit, like, she's upset about it. But we don't see it, though. They're not letting her express her emotions. She's just sucking everything up. And even the same thing with Maggie. I think Maggie kind of forgave Brady pretty quickly, too.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know.
Well, Maggie thought she killed Adrian.
Right.
So.
And that was her, and that was her idiot daughter, Summer, that we all want to forget about.
Yep.
Who did that.
We can just forget about Summer. You know, that was kind of a dumb thing, too.
Jeez,
adding her in
terrible.
There for no reason.
Well, I don't know. I don't understand this male point of view on the storyline. It's not where it should be.
It's like the testosterone. It's like, really?
Yeah.
You know, maybe they're just using this to break up Sarah and Xander, but it's like they've barely been married, and they have a one-year-old, and you know, they have stuff going on. They don't have to do this storyline.
No.
Okay. There was some stuff. I don't know why I don't remember these scenes. Eric and EJ got into a fight on Monday.
Yeah.
Hmm.
And
EJ using Holly.
Yeah. And
it
looks like from the previews that Eric is starting to figure out things. He's like a little smarter than normal.
Yep.
Well, he overheard Sarah and Fiona talking about keeping it a secret, or nobody can know. Something. I thought Fiona was going to come clean, but she didn't. She just blames herself.
Yeah.
Right? She didn't. She hasn't told Sarah yet or anybody that she was the one driving. But, yeah, Eric maybe is going to figure it out.
Yeah.
I think I saw someone was saying that Greg Vaughn, isn't back permanently, that he's going to be gone again.
Oh, no.
I know.
Yeah, they got to find some way, because what are they going to say? Either that or he breaks up with Nicole and comes home permanently.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Maybe eventually. I don't know.
Unless, I'm not advocating that they do this, unless they recast Nicole.
Yeah, that's the only
thing. Yeah, or they kill off Nicole.
Yeah.
And have him come back with the baby or something, or I don't know.
Yeah. Okay, I'm trying to see if we've got anything else. I think that's pretty much it. Anybody can think of anything else?
Nope.
I think those are the... No. Major stories that were going on.
Yes, I guess we're going to have to wait till next week to see what happens to Charlemagne.
Poor Charlemagne.
No.
Actually, I'm kind of looking forward to that. If they're spoofing Friends, I think I'm going to love it. So, I'm a huge Friends fan.
Uh-huh.
All right, ladies.
Okay.
And hopefully we'll see my back next week. So, all righty.
Hopefully it works again next week.
Yeah, hopefully.
2 weeks in a row. Yeah. All right.
Okay.
Okay. All right. Good night.
Good night, ladies.
Thanks.
Bye.